This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. Welcome. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simen Chav Zayin Se'if Yud. Simen Chav Zayin Se'if Yud. Tzarech Sheyeh HaKesher Me'achorei HaRosh L'mala Ba'oyref. The knot of the Tun Sharosh in the back has to be above in the nape. Tzarech L'chavein HaKetzitza She'etehe Be'emtza K'dei She'etehe K'neged Bein Ho'inayim. You need to position the bias that it should be in the middle, so it should be opposite the eyes. V'gam ha'kesher yeh be'emtza ha'oref, and that the knot be in middle of the nape. V'lo yiteh lekan oy lekan, it should not be inclined, not this way or that way. V'tzarech she'yeh ha'makim she'bakesher shenira ke'in dalid letzad chutz. The place of the kesher should be apparent, like a dalid toward the outside. Likewise, the kesher of the arm, you have to be careful that it does not turn around. Okay, so a few things to bear in mind. The knot has to be in the nape, it has to be in the middle, it has to look like a dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Hey, Ba'oref, Shuhu Soif Hagol Goylas. Ba'oref is the end of the skull. So the skull, you could feel on the top back of your head, it sort of is rounded and protruding. The end of that is the oiref. So it has to be oiref, which is the end of the skull. V'hu neged apanim, which is opposite the face. Many people have it very low down. They think, okay, as long as it's on the hairline. They think that just like the bias has to be at the beginning of the hairline on the top, the knot has to be right after the end of the hairline on the bottom. No, not in Judaism. That might be a different religion. But the tefillin of Jews has to be by the skull, by the top of the head. I would say most tefillin are not. Okay, so the first thing you need to do, not don't wait till tomorrow, after the shir, go put on your tefillin shalrosh and make sure that the back of the knot is by the head. It's sort of opposite the bein einecha. We'll see in a minute. Okay, shu neged apanim. V'loy kol kach lamata k'neged agor. It's not so low that it's opposite the throat. So at the end of the skull in the back, there's a little bit of a notch, right? You could sort of feel an indentation. Most of the knot should be above the indentation on the skull. Most tefillin are not. I'm just letting you know. Most tefillin are not. So if you want to be among the select few that put their tefillin on in the correct place, pay attention to this. Iker HaKesher needs to be above the notch. Meaning, 60% of the Kesher needs to be above the notch. Okay, your Yotzei, the Tefillin, if the Tefillin is lower, but you have to make sure that even a little bit of the knot cannot be lower than the hairline, the hair. The Shamhu Mafrekes HaTzavar, that is the Mafrakas, that is the neck. In other words, that is the part of the neck which is flexible, as opposed to the oiref, which is the nape, which is the base of the skull. By the way, he brings over here somebody who has hair on his neck continuing down the nape. The Prima Gundam says this is not considered the oiref. But so similar to what we said with the hairline on the front. Therefore, you want to make sure that the strap that is around the circumference of the head is precise and confined. And you don't want the circumference of the strap to be bigger than the circumference of the head. You want it to fit snug. You say, yeah, my tonsure is very tight. Good. Now you have a fighting chance of that it's in the right place. But if it's, you know, loosey-goosey, then it's not going to work. Now, if the circumference of the ritsua is going to be bigger than the circumference of the head, you're going to have two problems. Number one, the tzrichim hiduk mamish. First thing is, you need to really fasten it. You need to tie it as a sign. The fastening is the tightening. So it means as follows. It says you should tie tefillin on your arm. So when it comes to the arm, we understand what... Do you need to make a bracha while you're checking? What are you checking? I understand. What are you checking? Oh, you mean you're putting it on? You mean you're taking me seriously and you're going to put on your tefillin shorosh? No, you don't have to put on a... No, you're not mechaven to be mekayem the mitzvah. It's like kavana not to be. You're not even positioning the... You just want to make sure it fits. But number one, it says u'shartam la'ois al yadecha. So I would have said v'hayu l'toy tafois b'neinecha means it should be b'neinecha, but not that you tie it b'neinecha. The Mishabura is saying no. The u'shartam is going on the tefillin shorosh as well. Did you know that? There's a mitzvah of kishira. There's a mitzvah of kishira when it comes to the shorosh. So how are you tying when it comes to the shorosh? The hiduk is the kishira. So if it's too loose, it's not kashira. Shenis, then heim refuyim, sabav hekef roishoi, yipag tzitzel fan of al mitzchai. If it's too loose, the tefillin shorosh will fall too low. O yipag akeshel achrav lamata bitzavarai. Or the kesher behind you will go below your neck. V'lo yimakam aroi lahin. So you want to make sure it's fit tightly. Now, the mechaber said, you want to make sure that the knot is in the middle. What does that mean? In the middle of the width, roi chavarosh, v'loyata oisam letzadechad, should not tilt to one side, kedei sheyiskayim, in order that you could fulfill v'hayu l'toy tafois b'ninecha. V'harbe mei achreinum kasu many achreinum, right? Dimshino bazeh, if you do deviate, loikia mitzvah tefillin, b'tzarchizor bazeh. You will not be fulfilling the mitzvah, and you have to be very careful. Gam nochin lezal chedil shaliyat fun gedoylam b'yoser. Again, Mendy, another warning here. You don't want the tefillin to be too big. The aziyaf should come out. Mudakim ala rosh. Stam, if they're too big, it's not going to be tight on the head. V'gam shiyu munachim al mekoyim. They're also not going to be in the right place. Dimei munachim agoy v'arosh kedin. If they're perched on the top of the head properly, einan mehudakim. They are not fastened. If they're too big, the knot won't be in the right place. So basically, you don't want to have oversized tefillin. When it comes to big, a big sukkah is okay. A big shofar is okay. Big tzitzis, not a problem. As long as there could be a problem. A lot of people have long strings. Very nice to have long strings. Case in point, this is sitting on my desk. Because there's a shortage of tzitzis in America. You know about this? There's a shortage of wool tzitzis in America. Why? Obviously because of COVID. You know, because of COVID, explain that one to me, I don't get it. But because of COVID, there's a shortage of tzitzis in America. So I had to get a bigger size, because it was either cotton or wool. So I had to get a size that's too big. And yesterday I was walking and got caught in my door. So, I mean, they're still kosher, because there's only one string, and it was only one of the eight, and I still have kedei aniva. But I'm just letting you know. But you're allowed to have big tzitzis, but you cannot have big tefillin. Not a good idea to have big tefillin. Okay. Now this is a very big subject. The dalid, the knot. What does your knot look like? Let's take a little poll. Who has a dalid? Who has a mem? Anybody has the courage to say what they have? Rabbi Yeager has four pairs of tefillin. No. Dalid. Dalid. Who has a mem? Who has a mem? Mendy, Usher, Elliot. Okay, I have a dalid, but it's not pashut. It's mamish not pashut what you should do. The Mishabur says, Shiner kein dalid, ki shtei rutsuos yoitzis mitecha kesher lamata. You have two rutsuos coming out of the knot. Oysa hayoitzis mitzat smol, hameniach nimsheches l'rachvay k'may gaga dalid. The one that comes out of the left side, one who puts it, it has it drawn in its width, like the roof of a dalet. Vayisayotzei tzad yamin, the one that comes on the right side, nimsheches ba'orech, comes out of the length, lamata k'may regel ha'dalet. So it looks like a dalet. V'yira shol yishapech ha'keshev asiyosov ulevishasai. You want to make sure you don't have the knot turned around. V'ayin l'kaman v'simun lamed beis, v'sif nun beis, masha kasav nusham, regarding this knot. So there the Dirshu brings, that there the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Reish Lamed Gimel brings, some make it like an endomem. The Teferes Aryeh is masking with the Tshuva Me'ava that the Kesher of the Dalet is more correct Ladina. Well, we're going to get to it soon. But it's not Pashat. It's Mamish, not Pashat, whether you should have a Mem or a Dalet. Let me just look quickly again. It's in Sivkat and Reish Lamed Gimel. He says, Yesh Ois and Kesher Kamem Stuma. Yosel Adina, 259. Over there, the Dersha brings that the Teferes Aryeh, who the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that says that a Dalet is better, if you look him up, he seems to say that the Mem Stuma is better. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to have a Dalet, but the source that he quotes who says it's better to have a Dalet, he says it's better not to have a Dalet. So there's a whole Shaila, how you read this Teferes Aryeh, and we're going to leave it at that. Don't change your tefillin, but it's very not pashat what the correct Kesher should be. And with this, we're going to hold it here at Sif Yod Aleph. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have a little bit of a bigger day, but we'll do Sif Yod Aleph and the end of Simen Chav Zayin Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay? Thanks everyone for coming. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.